Unit 8, Reading 2.
Amazing structures. For thousands of years, people have been inspired to create giant monuments. Here are two great architectural achievements, located on opposite sides of the world. Chichen Itza. Chichen Itza was a major city of the Maya Empire from AD 750 to 1200. Made of stepped pyramids, temples, and other stone structures, the ancient city is now one of Mexico's most visited tourist destinations. The largest building in Chichen Itza is the Temple of Kukulkan, a pyramid with 365 steps. A kind of calendar, the temple shows the change of seasons. On the spring and autumn equinoxes, each year, a shadow falls on the pyramid in the shape of a snake. As the sun sets, this shadowy snake goes down the steps to eventually join a carved snake head on the pyramid's side. The Mayans constructed the pyramids with carved stone. Amazingly, they worked without wheels or metal tools. To build a pyramid, Mayan workers created a base and added smaller and smaller levels as the structure rose. Building the pyramids required many workers. Some pyramids took hundreds of years to complete. Chichen Itza was both an advanced city center and a religious site. Spanish records show that the Mayans made human sacrifices to a rain god here. Archaeologists have found bones, jewelry, and other objects that people wore when they were sacrificed. Experts also know that the Mayans were knowledgeable astronomers. They used the tops of the pyramids to view Venus and other planets. Göbekli Tepe. Göbekli Tepe in southeastern Turkey is one of the oldest man-made structures on Earth. Experts believe it was built about 12,000 years ago. The structure consists of dozens of stone pillars arranged in rings. Many pillars are covered with carvings of animals. The tallest pillars are 18 feet, 5.5 meters in height, and weigh 16 tons, more than 14,500 kilograms. At the time that Göbekli Tepe was built, there was no writing system, and people did not use metal. Even wheels did not exist. Amazingly, though, the builders were able to cut, shape, and transport 16-ton stones. Archaeologists found Stone Age tools such as knives at the site. They think hundreds of workers carved and put the pillars in place. Archaeologists are still debating the purpose of Göbekli Tepe. Klaus Schmidt, the archaeologist who originally excavated the site, believed that Göbekli Tepe was a holy meeting place. According to his theory, the T-shaped pillars represent human beings. The pillars face the center of the circle and perhaps represent a religious ceremony. New evidence suggests that large feasts took place at the site. Archaeologists found thousands of small animal bones nearby, with stone containers large enough to hold more than 40 gallons, 150 liters, of liquid. They also found smaller pillars similar to Göbekli Tepe's in areas over 125 miles, 200 kilometers away. It's as though Göbekli Tepe were a cathedral and the other structures were local churches.